So if you guys ever been to Washington Heights, you know that there's two pizza stores. There's one pizza store called Le Como, there's a pizza store called Grandma's. I happen to be a fan of Le Como. Last week I sat down with my friend Nathan Cohn, and I was telling him there was a certain issue that's going on in my life. I was very, very worried about. And I was a little scared. And he told me that you have to look at Sichos Haran, a Torah from Rabbi Nachman, and to realize that any fear or any type of something that you're scared about, it's really all fake. And I said, you know, it happens to be, I have my Sichos Haran with me, so I learned with him. So maybe we can learn about it together as well. I think it has a lot to do with Purim. It also has a lot to do with everything that we heard about with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu coming today to speak to Congress. So Rabbi Nachman brings down in Sichos Haran, or really Rabbi Nassan brings down quotes from Rabbi Nachman in Sicha and Mem Aleph. He quotes from in Pei Gimel that sometimes we, in life we have something called Yiros v'Pchadim. Sometimes we have fears in our life, things that we're scared about, but really they don't really exist. For example, someone wants to get a job, and he applies to three places, and two of the places got back to him, but the third place that he really wanted to go, he didn't get back to him. So what he's going to do now? He's going to start having a whole taina. Oh, you know what? I could have been that I should have said this. I should have said that, right? I should have been more relaxed, or I should have done this. Or for you guys, you know, going to yeshiva next year, and that you guys had all these interviews, or not going to, in a couple of years, right? I should have said this on the interview. I should have said that on the interview. And we're always like thinking, it's a fear. Why didn't he email me back for this job, this and that? Or why didn't that guy say yes to me in the shidduch, whatever it is? And Rabbi, you know what Rabbi Nachman says? She'enem yichol nazik lo klal. That type of pacha, that type of fear, those things don't really exist. He says that those are just illusions, right? That he doesn't say this, the word illusion. So those are just illusions that they look like they're real pacha. They look like they're real, but it's not real at all. So he says an amazing mashal, and when I learned this mashal with my friend Nathan Cohn Shlita, I thought it imamish pinpoints exactly what Rabbi Nachman is saying. You know when you're playing hide and seek, or you got, I don't know if you guys play hide and seek anymore. If you still play hide and seek, that's, you still have to talk, because that's like an issue. But if you used to play hide and seek, right, and you know when someone, like, you know, someone's about to come, you don't see a guy comes in back of you, what's your initial reaction? You don't see him coming. You're like, oh my gosh, you get a little scared, right? So that's exactly what Rabbi Nachman says. When someone is walking, and someone scares him, someone scares him, and he didn't realize that he was coming. What happens? He immediately says, "Oh my gosh!" Right? He says, "Oh wow! I didn't see. I didn't like." He becomes so surprised. Azai who take of mispachem od kodem shematchil davar lichnos bedato klal. He gets so immediately scared, even before he realizes what's going on. Right? He reacts even before he hits his das. He reacts before it actually hits him. What exactly is going on? Shadayin eni odea klal shum davar. Right, the person didn't even realize. Right, the person who was getting scared, he didn't even realize that the guy, it was just his friend. But what's his initial reaction? He actually thinks it's a fear. But really, what is it? It's really nothing. It's just his friend who's behind him. So he says that's exactly that fears that we have. Ava piken who mispachet teichem miyad. And even though he gets immediately scared, kodim shehischel adas leida meina nevachet. He gets scared and he blurts out that, oh my gosh, or like, oh my, like, he gets that initial reaction even before he hits his das. Umeyachas shadayin loeschel dover pachet likaris badas klal imkain ech shayach lispachet. Say, how can you be scared? Why should you be scared? It's nothing. What's that initial reaction? The initial reaction is the fear. That's the fear that we're talking about. It's the fear that Iran's about to wipe off Klai Yisrael off the map. Let me ask you a question. Klai Yisrael is here to stay. Okay, there's always going to be a Hitler. There's always going to be a Haman. But at the end of the day, as Rabbi Freeman said, right, when he spoke to the Shiva now, they're all pawns. We're all pawns. Prime Minister Netanyahu, he's the shlich of Hashem, 100%. And anyone who says that he's not the shlich, you just have to look at the stats. The guy is a moser nefesh for Klai Yisrael. Moser nefesh. Going to Congress right now, risking his life, like, as not risking his election, whatever that means, risking putting his whole potential future on the line for the sake of Klai Yisrael, to be able to realize that it's all illusions. As I heard Rafael Wacklin said, in the Purim spirit, he didn't say this to do with this, but in a previous year, he says, Haman stands for three words. He means nothing. In English, he said, in the Purim spirit, you know, usually Rashi Tepes is Hebrew, says Haman stands for he means nothing. To be able to realize that there's always going to be a Haman, There's always going to be these fears. But that's a more in a cloud level. There's always going to be someone who wants to kill Klal Yisrael, whether it be ISIS, whether it be Iran, whether it be Hitler, whether it be, you know, whether it be in the Spanish disposal. There's always going to be someone, that, in the end of the day, in our personal lives, there's always going to be something we're scared about. Why didn't I get into that yeshiva? Why didn't I get into that job? Why didn't I get that shidduch? Whatever it is. At the end of the day, we have to know Kadosh Baruch Hu is always running the show. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always behind the scenes. And the more we have emunah in that, the more we'll be able to connect to the whole Kedusha of Purim. That's the whole Kedusha of Purim. Why are we called Megillas Esther? Why don't we call it Megillas Klal Yisrael, Megillas Mordechai? Why Esther? So I saw Rav Baruch Hu of Mezhers, but the Magen of Mezhers both say Megillas Esther, because Megala, Hashem revealed Esther, the hidden. Right? How many times does it say Hashem's name in the Megillah? Zero. How many times can you see Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Megillah behind the scenes? A million, a zillion, you know? So that's Hashem Mishbizocha. Just as we see Kadosh Baruch Hu seen in Klai Yisrael in the Megillah, so to Kadosh Baruch Hu should say, continue to always to reveal himself openly to the whole world, be able to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always Kadosh Baruch Hu is always behind the scenes, and then be able to realize that those fears that we have aren't those fears that we always have, that we think that are real, are really just our friend really knocking us on the top of our shoulder, and we're able to realize that they're really nothing. Imagine Shem, we'll be able to realize that Haman means he means nothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. Shkoyach.